Where do platinum agents fit in this story? You know, in breast and ovarian cancer, there's this strange dichotomy that all the trials in ovarian cancer, pretty much, at least the major ones, use platinum and then use a PARP as maintenance. In breast cancer, they use PARP monotherapy. There's some docs who use the ovarian strategy in breast cancer. Where do platinum agents fit in these patients with prostate cancer?
So that's a great question. The majority of prostate cancer patients have typically received docetaxel or cabazitaxel, both of which are taxanes, and a number of other drugs have been tried and not really FDA approved. Having said that, we've known for a long time that a certain select group of patients do respond well to platinum, both carboplatin and cisplatin, sometimes combined with docetaxel, actually. And historically, the type of patient that we would have selected for therapy with a platinum is one that has maybe a liver-predominant metastasis, or maybe a patient that has a histological small cell prostate cancer, or one of those so-called neuroendocrine prostate cancers. And by the way, those might be slightly enriched for BRCA1 and 2 mutations as well, so the story might be coalescing in the same direction. But there's been a few anecdotes and a few publications, and some of the publications that I have seen, which really are more like case series actually, suggest that prostate cancer patients with castration-resistant metastatic disease who have a BRCA2 mutation are very sensitive to platinum. And there are some investigators who use platinum, for example, docetaxel plus carboplatin, or maybe cisplatin plus etoposide, which is the classic small cell regimen. And those patients appear to be very sensitive. There was also a retrospective single institution study coming from Dana-Farber, where they looked at their collective experience on platinums for prostate cancer, and it was over 100 patients. And then they retrospectively went back and sequenced the germline DNA from blood samples to figure out how many of those patients had a germline BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. And then once they figured that out, they tried to correlate the response to platinum, which was not selected because a physician knew about the mutation status. They just chose to do that for whatever clinical reason. And when they went back and analyzed in a post-hoc fashion the germline mutations, they found that indeed those patients who were found to have a germline BRCA2 mutation were in fact more sensitive to the platinum than those that did not. So that study was comparing germline positive versus germline negative and the effect of platinum in those patients. So the effect of platinum seemed to be more beneficial in the germline mutated patients. Unfortunately, Neil, I have not seen any prospective studies answering that question. Many of the platinum agents are now generic, they're off patent, so it would be hard for a pharmaceutical company to be interested in sponsoring one of those studies. The cooperative groups, I think, could certainly do that, but I have not yet seen any studies in that regard. The closest that I have seen, which again was not necessarily presented at this meeting but is worth bringing up, the MD Anderson group has done a very interesting study of cabazitaxel, the second generation taxane, with or without carboplatin. So it was a randomized phase two study. All patients were metastatic, castration resistant. They were not selected based on genotype. And then half of them received cabazitaxel by itself, and half of them received cabazitaxel plus carboplatin. I think it was AUC of 5. And then they retrospectively went back and looked at the genomic makeup on as many patients as they had, either circulating tumor DNA or tumor DNA from biopsies. And they found something very interesting, which was not exactly related to DNA repair. They found that patients that had tumor suppressor gene loss did better with the platinum. And the tumor suppressor genes that they were focusing on were P10, P53, and RB1. So those three genes. And what the investigators did was they discovered that if a prostate cancer patient in his tumor had a deletion or a mutation in two out of those three, in other words, P53 plus RB loss, or P10 plus RB loss, or P10 plus P53, those patients, in fact, benefited more from the addition of the platinum to cabazitaxel rather than cabazitaxel alone. Whether or not those patients are also enriched for true DNA repair deficiency like BRCA2, that piece, I have not seen the data, but I really wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, that that's what they saw, but it sounds like they haven't looked at it.